Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
Show.
They got me started, lion hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Guzu Saba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
RBGs. You know what I mean? It's war. You know what I mean? Yo, Stick. I mean, shit be real on war. The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a takeover, not a makeover. Yeah.
The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. When you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy. strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it kids versus beans, a B versus ho? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station. That's war. Know what I mean? Yeah. Rap war, whatever war. You live a fast life, more or less, more so, it's still war. Dead prayers, the people radio. Yeah. Get down, get down, get down. RBGZ, biatch.
You are now listening to WRBG, the people's radio. It's a takeover, not a makeover.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment,
Hey, hey man, they're ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the one that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say march, we say step, rip, and come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, look, just fuck. Yes, a queen, tell your people you're the savior. What if you don't know your culture? Come and let me activate you. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that drive that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They trying to really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep your culture, it ain't harder to see. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by any means next. It's a lot of Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I say march, what a step, rip and come to the devil. What you see, pass the lies, you got lies, you just stop. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the rock. Tell the party, start a business. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dell. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Transform like this, perform like this. Wish y'all you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise check out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29,
truth from the prophecy.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I never bet my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, emeritus. Tell me something. You motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I wear this when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on the Monday, stretching to the planet. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never own, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate. Sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got witness on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of day. Tell me when this shit gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
I hate to hear a black man say, well, we outnumbered. They got more guns than we got. Oh, black woman, you in trouble when you got a black man talking like that. You mean to tell me that your woman is in a house being raped by 20 men and they got 20 guns and you ain't got but one gun and you gonna just go and cry and leave her in there being abused and misused and say, they got more guns than I got. I can't go in there. If you got a man like that, goddammit, you ain't got no man. You might as well get rid of him. You ain't got no man. A real man has got to face it. A real man has got to determine
slavery. When black people like me talk to the slaves, they didn't kill him. They sent some old house Negro along behind him to undo what he said. You have to read the history of slavery to understand this. There were two kinds of Negroes. There was that old house Negro and the field Negro. And the house Negro always looked out for his master. When the field Negroes got too much out of line, he held them back in check. He put them back on the plantation. The house Negro could afford to do that because he lived better than the field Negro. He ate better, he dressed better, and he lived in a better house. He lived right up next to his master in the attic or the basement. He ate the same food his master ate and wore his same clothes. And he could talk just like his master, good diction. And he loved his master more than his master loved himself. That's why he didn't want his master hurt. If the master got sick, he'd say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. When the master's house caught a fire, he'd try and put the fire out. He didn't want his master's house burned. He never wanted his master's property threatened. And he was more defensive of it than the master was. That was the house Negro. But then you had some field Negroes who lived in huts, had nothing to lose. They wore the worst kind of clothes. They ate the worst food. And they caught hell. They felt the sting of the lash. They hated their master. Oh, yes, they did. If the master got sick, they prayed that the master died. If the master's house caught a fire, they prayed for a strong wind to come along. This was the difference between the two. And today you still have house Negroes and field Negroes. Yeah. I'm a field Negro.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or a repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression
and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against the common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
Holla at your head, man.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart, the second march. And the punk police can't fake me a mess. We can have peace, some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm gonna get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Oh no, I won't turn the other cheek. Case they can't see us while we burn the other week. Now we got him in his mask, flat. I'm on the last to the pole, getting more cash. Black boy, I'm supposed to take big things on.
Black power, black power, black power, family, black power, black power. To all of our listeners who are listening all around the world, and to those who have called in here tonight, you're live here with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff on the new Black Panther Party nightly radio broadcast. And we broadcast here to you tonight on day 563. That's right, family. Now for going 600 days almost, we have been broadcasting every night. We have been on this broadcast, and we've been burning up the airwaves. And you've been live with us like you are every night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. You're live with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So we welcome you, family, to this broadcast. It's very powerful every night that we do this broadcast because as you have joined us here tonight, we want to invite you to join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We want to join you and allow, or at least for you to have a chance to benefit from the platform. We are the beneficiaries of our great ancestors. So as we open this broadcast, we give thanks to all of our ancestors. We are thankful that we are the original people of the Almighty Wise God Creator, the original people of the earth, the indigenous people of the earth, family listening, Black Power, welcome to our broadcast. We are the original people of the earth, and this is your broadcast. If you are listening from inside of the belly of the beast, right here in the hills of North America, this is your broadcast, Black man and Black woman, all around the world, but specifically those who have called in. You have the opportunity to participate. Everybody has the opportunity to join the new Black Panther Party. You can participate in this broadcast by pressing the number one, and we'll put you live in our questions and comments portion of this broadcast. And if you want to join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, visit our national website, nbpp.org. All the great work that is being done that you can be a part of, and really in many ways, family, let us, you know, have a time of understanding to realize that we should do what is in the best interest of our family, our household, our community, and our nation in the whole, and joining the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in every aspect and every operation. Now for over three decades, in the battlefield, in the streets of Americlane, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, this formation under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, a new Black Panther Party National Central Committee, those rank and file members and officers across the nation, we say to you, Black Power Comrade, all of our allies and supporters, those who see the great work that is always being done, like at the new Black Panther Party Black Cross, our disaster relief arm, and as Hurricane Ida barreled out of the Gulf of Mexico into the Louisiana coast, it affected many of our people in New Orleans, Louisiana, and La Place and Baton Rouge, many of our beautiful Black people and the African community in the state of Louisiana. There was a bit of a scare with Hurricane Nicholas as it made landfall, and it didn't bring nowhere near the damage that Hurricane Ida brought. It brought a lot of rain. The skies are still gray, but our family is safe. We understand the power and the essence and the movements and the formation of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and the movements that are represented to us in our great understanding as the original people. We understand these storms occur, but in many cases we find, family, that there's manipulation during these storms. There absolutely is manipulation. Is manipulation by white devils, by crackers, white people, and some niggas like them who manipulate the storm, who will manipulate the information that is put out. We've seen where they tell the white communities to evacuate or make way for them to evacuate while not
giving the same information to the black community or not making a way for them to evacuate, if it is blocking off certain entrances to the highways and byways. God damn it, we've seen all kind of manipulation. We've seen all kind of manipulation during the storms, the blowing up of the levees during Hurricane Katrina. We call it Hurricane America because America was responsible for the massive damage in one way or the other. No, they didn't produce the system, maybe, but we know for a fact that they blew up levees and sent the National Guard to shoot black folks in the head as they try to escape to higher ground or some place of refuge where they may find some kind of relief. The new Black Panther Party Black Cross is on the ground. And here now in 2021, it's still the same. We count on our supporters. We count on those of our allies. We count on the members of the new Black Panther Party, great, brave black men and black women, freedom fighters, black nationalists. And it is so, you should feel proud to do a great work for our nation to know that we are operating as a sovereign people. We rely as well on the contributions from the participation of black people in this nation and others. And we say that the best way that you can participate, if you are outside of these areas, if you can't make it to the actual participation on ground zero, we're going to tell you the best way that you can participate is to participate monetarily by donating to the new Black Panther Party Black Cross. You can do that by visiting the Black Cross website, NBPPBlackCross.com, NBPPBlackCross.com. You can donate to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense with Black Cross, our humanitarian and disaster relief arm, our emergency response team, all of it. It's beneficial as we broadcast here on day 563. And you're alive here with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, bound and moving efficiently with our new Black Panther Party National Central Committee and all of those regional, local members, rank and file of the new Black Panther Party, Black Power Comrades, and all of our family listening here tonight, as you are tuned in to day 563 of this broadcast, our topic is no compromise, the war for our freedom and independence. That is our topic tonight. We want to introduce information onto the record. In our live discussion here tonight, our topic is no compromise in the war for freedom in the war for our freedom and independence. And you're live here with your host tonight, Brother Kassif Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. Again, families, you can participate in tonight's broadcast by pressing the number 1. We'll put you live during our questions and comments portion. Family, we must have no compromise in the war for our freedom and independence. The compromise cannot exist in the minds of black people, but it does. And although it cannot exist, it does. We look at the condition of black people here in this nation, and we look at how this nation, America, takes the wealth that they have incurred from the enslavement, ethnic cleansing, and genocide of black people. Every time we do this broadcast, family, we have to let you know that we're going to tell the truth. But we're going to tell the truth. We're going to tell the uncompromising truth. We're going to tell the raw truth, raw being down to its basic form, down to the nitty-gritty, down to the bottom line. We're going to get down to the bottom line. We're going to be raw. We will be uncensored. That means that we will not be told what we can say, how we can say it, as long as what we are saying is the truth, fact, and proof. As long as what we are saying is the truth, take it how it serves. This is the best way for us. Uncensored, raw, off the chain. Because you shouldn't be on a damn chain anyway. Slaves are on chains. They put dogs on chains. You got to be authentic, right? We look at it, and our truth is uncompromising, uncensored, and raw. When we say that the white man, America, and some Negroes like them are committing crimes against humanity, or we say that the cracker devil is committing genocide, that is not to inflame. It is not to incite. It's just the truth. Look at it. Make the time to look at it. When we say that America today with its COVID-19 vaccination block, we'll talk about that. When we talk about where does even all of this come from? You know who it comes from and the solutions to deal with it. But if you don't know, we'll key you in. What we're seeing is not a change of America, family, America, brother, sister, America has not changed, cannot, and will not change. We are getting change mixed up and confused with escalation. And there is a difference between change and escalation. Change is when something is constructed and complete, when something is moved or changed into another form, somehow, some way, by some process or some law. Escalation is when something rises or goes on the incline as opposed to the decline. When something is amplified or turned up, that is escalation. And that is what we're seeing in America. We're not seeing a change of where maybe racism, as some of us foolishly believe, maybe we say racism was dead until Trump got in office. Think again. It's never changed. It has only escalated. We are able to track these escalations when we look at the condition and the crimes against humanity that are committed against our people. We said on this broadcast before, if you look at the history of the International Criminal Court and you look at who has been tried in this criminal court, and you will not find American politicians. You won't find nobody from the Trump family. You won't find the DuPonts. You won't find the Rockefellers. You won't find the Queen of England and France and all of these devils, colonializers, rapists, and murderers. You will not find them sitting in front of the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. That will change, and it must change. So we must put it on record. When we say that this devil, thief devil, committing crimes against humanity, we look at it when it is related to the purpose of Article 7 of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. So again, we're not just saying something just to get just some political rhetoric, like as some people say, or just for the sake of propaganda. No, it is so. It is written, and it has been put into motion in international law. When it says that for the purpose of the statute, crimes against humanity means any of the following acts when committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack directed against any civilian population with knowledge of the attack. This means that the systematic attack of America verified and qualified itself to be a system that delivers crimes against humanity, and we are the people of humanity, the subhuman, grafted being, the cracker, and all of that which comes in between. We are the original people of the earth. Crimes against humanity is in the motion. It's in motion in the International Criminal Court. They have a definition, but that definition qualifies and and bonifies and verifies America's systematic attack on the African people of the earth, those descendants of African nations and empires who once ruled the world and balanced the scales of justice and the scales of life and the scales of all of that in existence. And when we balance the scales, you didn't have all this bullshit that you have today. But nonetheless, we live in a day where there are constant crimes against humanity and exploitation that is put onto our people. But as you can tell, just from the opening of the statue of the Rome statue of the International Criminal Court, Article 7, when it talks about crimes against humanity, you find when it says that a widespread and systematic attack directed against people with the knowledge of the attack, we have knowledge of the attack. America, America's government, America's pigs, America's courts, America's media, America in general, those who support America and fly the red, black, and green, who fly the red, white, and blue flag, goddammit, they are implicated also in crimes against humanity. Nations across the world who support America, and if they felt a type of way about what was going on in the plight of black people and our suffrage here in America, you would find more stepping up, but you do not. So they are implicated and they are guilty by association. Murder, extermination, and enslavement, the deportation or forceful transfer of a population, as it is said in this statute of the International Criminal Court, that is the basis of the existence of power for the white man all over the earth. And we focus on America. See, this is why we must have no compromise, because when you compromise, you're not going to say these things. You won't say that the International Criminal Court's Crimes Against Humanity definition, it really is a brief explanation or a brief even diagnosis of the condition of black people. Six, murder, extermination, enslavement, and the deportation or forceful transfer of a population occurred in this nation and other nations. And black people were stolen away from them, their homes, and had everything else stolen from them. And we find ourselves over on this side of the hemisphere being tortured, which is the next one. Every day we are tortured physically, mentally, and in every other way. Every white Jesus in a church window is mental and spiritual warfare. It is torture. We have seen black women. We have seen our mothers, our grandmothers being thrown down into the streets of America, raped and put into sexual slavery. Black girls across this nation go missing every single day, every minute, on the minute, on the hour, all the time, and we find that many of them are put into enforced prostitution, forced pregnancy on the plantations, and enforced sterilization through germ or through biological terrorism like Planned Parenthood and others. All forms of sexual violence have been committed against black men, yes, black men, black women, and black children. And these same crimes still are being committed today. So we're saying tonight on this broadcast, day 563, we're saying there should be no compromise in the war for our freedom and independence. That the Rome Statute of International Criminal Court, for whatever it's worth, Article 7, dealing in crimes against humanity, their definition, it lays out the very nature and crimes and lists them very descriptively on what America is seen to be written specifically for America. In a way, it seems to be written specifically for the most wicked and oppressive nation on the earth. And for these reasons, for these crimes against humanity. We have known now for years how many you lose your breath, you lose productive time trying to count the master teachers who have come one after the other after the other to tell us that this time that we're living in, these days that we're living in, is the end of the world. It ain't the end of the whole world. Just the end of the world as we know it, to be operated, to be functioning under the yoke of so-called white supremacy. So it is the end of the white man's world. It's not the end of the world. Nothing will happen to the earth. No spaceships will come and spook nobody up. It is the end of capitalists, devils, demonic politicians, and pedophilic politicians. It's the end. It is the end of economic exploitation, the end, the fall of America, and the fall of America is the fall and destruction of the white man's world. And it is not coming by way, it is only coming by way of design. What has been taught to us and known, we understand that this time was well ado. And we are living in the day of the fall of America. The very legendary, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the book, The Fall of America, he says on page 39, how America is a country where evil is dominant, and the people in America think nothing but evil. He says that it is very seldom that you can talk to a person without getting the thought quickly that their mind is filled with evil. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says in The Fall of America, and then we're living in that day, and we see that evil, again, it has not changed. It has escalated. We cannot get confused between the two and trick ourselves to believe that America has changed for better or for the worse. It's always been bad. So it doesn't matter either way. You may be able to find some good for you, or someone may be able to find something that works for them as individuals. When we look at the whole of our African communities here in this nation, we find ourselves oppressed to a level of everyday survival. We have to be honest, man. America is a place where evil is dominant. This is why a sane man, a sane woman who is trying to do a righteous work for the people find themselves constantly mentally and spiritually disturbed by the everyday common accepted behavior of the cracker and nigger. Because America is a place where evil is so rampant that America's evil infects the minds and behaviors of others, especially those who subjugate themselves. And we understand that oppression only goes as far as we will allow. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about, he says, our future is at stake, and 99% of us do not know it. With ever evil-doing snoopers around you seeking on an excuse to do their worst to you, makes it hard for the 99% ignorant to ever know the truth. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says in The Fall of America, you should get the book and you should read it, but come out the book and we are in the real world and you will see that it is the fall. Those who are ignorant are only ignoring what has already been put out as truth. An ignorant man knows the truth but chooses to ignore it. A dumb man don't know nothing. But an ignorant man knows the truth, knows the way to go, knows how to go, but chooses not to go. Fear. Maybe they know but don't understand. We can't speak for that nature. We can only speak to the existence of the matter of fact that it exists. Because as a revolutionary, rebels, freedom fighters, we never think that way. And if we should or if we shouldn't, we just know that we must. So we cannot speak to the nature of it, but we can speak to the existence and the matter of fact that it exists. So if you find ignorance, you find that these people know the truth. We talk about the pool pimp, the pool pimps, the pulpit pimps, the pastors, some of the damn imams. It's out of control in the religious institutions, so-called religious institutions, the Catholic churches, all of the lawsuits that are against the Catholic churches and these damn priests for touching on little boys and the nuns, even the nuns are touching on the girls. What is this wicked, mad, sick behavior that is commonly accepted? Family, it is the fall of America. Is the total exposition of the decadency of this wicked, oppressive, criminal enterprise. Decadent is to expose the moral underbelly as morality has fallen. Really, it has never been suspended up on anything to be able to fall. It never existed because no moral people does what these crackers have done to black people and try to slip back. You got these slip back crackers like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. I call her slip back. She is no different. She is in line with Obama. All of them part of the society of those who are attempting to rule over the dominant population of the earth, and those who are black are disregarding all that is within them biologically to follow their masters into the pits of hell. We do not accept that as change. Change only comes when America has not got its boot up beside the heads of some of our people. And the few of us who stand up begin to work harder to get that damn boot off. We understand very clearly. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says in the book, The Fall of America, he talks about how it is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. There is no checking it. The white race has not tried to do the right thing, justice, the doing of justice. Would have checked the fall, but America was never willing and is, even at this hour, is not willing to do justice. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in The Fall of America, how they offer high positions and money to the so-called Negro intellectual politicians who will work against the good of the people. They will accept such gratuity, for they have been deprived of love, self, and kindness. When you have been, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in The Fall of America, when you have been deprived of all love, self, and kind, how then do you go on? How do you really grasp and understand the plight of your own people when you yourself have lost all love for yourself? And that is self-destruction. It is the definition of selfishness, to lose control of the self, to find yourself spiraling down and down and out into the white man's world. These niggas, the petty bourgeoisie, the nigger politician, should caution the day that those who don't realize now, who may not have the same type of diplomatic systems of movement as we do. When the people get a hold of you, just caution yourself. all of the backdoor conversations and getting pat on the head by a cracker just so you can be the nigga. You're going to find yourself facing the same justice, facing the same wrath as that is being brought down on America. And who out of the people of those who are the descendants who have faced now 500 years of oppression, ethnic cleansing, genocide, and are having crimes against humanity committed against us, who then, unless they were an ignorant man, somebody who knows the truth but chooses to ignore the truth, is ignorant. And that is the only nigga politician, the petty bourgeoisie, even some niggas who claim to be in the liberation movement and have proven to be counter-revolutionary, caution the damn day. And you really should tread lightly in the battlefields of America, because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed for better. Nothing has changed for worse. America will continue to be wicked, and they will kill as long as they're allowed to do so. They will create systems of theft, grand theft of the mind of black people. Before you can enslave a body, you have to get the body to compromise. How do you get a body to compromise? How do you compromise a body? You have to attack the inside. You have to deal with the mind. When dealing with the mind, you understand that compromising comes with the breaking of the natural self. You have to remove something from its nature. When you remove a wolf from generation after generation and domesticate it and breed it with other breeds of the domesticated wolves, you're going to get yourself a dog. That's how you got a dog. What we have on our hands is a domestication process that has continued to this day. And even though there are not chattels and we are not walking net chain and a jingle bell along the way, chains to the ankles, huh? Chains and masks around the mouth and a ball and a gag, tattered and ratted and raggedy, dragged across the hells of the oceans, of the Atlantic Ocean, and brought here against our will. That is family. That is a system of compromisation, a system of genocide to get the African to compromise our whole spiritual essence. Our whole nature of speech and existence has to be removed from us, and that got us to compromise. That's where it started. But there were only some of us who compromised. There were only some of us, just like today. And the few who didn't compromise fought this no good, down low, stinking cave beast to the bloody end. And we are fighting him today, tooth and nail, to the bitter end. It's not over until it's over. It is a war of attrition. And in this war for our freedom and independence, we cannot compromise. Kwame Nkrumah, the first president of Ghana who liberated Ghana, says in the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare, he talks about a liberation movement. And when that liberation movement is firmly established, he talks about how the colonial power in this example, it's America, how they resort to a containment policy in order to stop any further progress and to attempt to deaden its impact. To achieve this objective, the great Kwame Nkrumah says, the colonial power uses its arsenal of alliances, its network of military bases, economic devices such as corruption, sabotage, blackmail, equality, and more, he says, even more deeper and wicked psychological and propaganda, or he calls the weapon of propaganda. This is Kwame Nkrumah from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare. So then we asked our people, with that evidence laid out by a man who took a nation from a colonial power, kick them crackers out of the border and raise up the nation of Ghana, and they still are fighting in many ways for to continue to be a sovereign people today. And we say for that great legendary ancestor of these are the people that we have been dealing with since the 50s, since the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, the 18, 17, 16, 15, and all the way back. Why would we compromise as it goes today? The crack of Trump, the crack of Biden, the crack of Bush, the crack of Clinton, they all come from the same family who enslaved black people. We got to pay attention. They say, don't tell the child can't be the president. Not in America, you're not going to be the president. Again, we are being raw and uncensored. We don't give a damn about your feelings. As long as it's the truth, you will not be president of this nation. It's run by societies who share bloodlines, cousins, and related incest and wicked intermarrying through systems of population control. Understand that these politicians are dealing in a game of blood and warfare, and the economic exploitation is not a goal. It is just a symptom of continued slavery and genocide and ethnic cleansing. And as Kwame Nkrumah says, when this liberation movement is firmly established, like the 30-year-long now, three-decade-long now work schedule resume that has been laid out by the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, we zero in this formation under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, and you are live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. And that liberation movement has been firmly established around this crack of flat ass. There's nothing they can do about it. So as Kwame Nkrumah says, they resort to unfair, uneven, asymmetrical tactics. You have symmetric warfare and you have asymmetric warfare. Symmetric warfare deals with two nations who are equally yoked in what they have to go one and one. Conventional warfare is similar. Two nations who have conventional nations, conventional budgets. And anytime you see conventional, you see that there is a root in capitalism. Or if it is an African nation, you find that the colonial powers are still trying to take a hold of the military so that none of our military can stand a chance unless we all come together. We got to pay attention to it. It is an asymmetric battle. It is a battle of attrition. In fact, family, it is guerrilla warfare because we have got to take what we can get, and we got to get with it. We got to get it while the getting is good, right? We got to get it and move on it and bring it back to the people. And why? Because that is a no-compromising process of operation. That's how we got to be. That's how we have to go. We look at the, not the changing, not the erecting, establishing, or disestablishment of any American industrial complex. No, that is the wrong way to look at it. Dr. Amos Wilson teaches us that we must look at the constant. What is the constant? The constant is the complex in itself. How can there be a prison industrial complex? If the complex did not exist, then the prison would exist. What are we saying? We're saying that long before there were concrete walls constructed to house those of our black men and black women and black children who are fighting for their livelihood every day through all of the different crimes against humanity, the hell that we catch in these nations, and they lock us away in these jails. It is a criminalization process. The process existed in the complex of slavery. That's what we said. It is a surveillance when they are constantly patrolling and surveying, and you look at this and you find that every industrial complex works the same. Look at the public health system. Look at the medical industrial complex. They criminalize you. tell you that you are more susceptible to such and such because what it is that you are being reported to be so-called more susceptible to has been given to you by the damn criminal scientists. It is criminalization, the constant surveilling, the constant harassment, the exploitation that comes through the record keeping of the U.S. Census and other types of statistical surveys that they do to know what kind of medicine you're taking, what your baby going to school, what school they're going to, what you are doing so that they are able to survey. And down to its basic form of surveilling is the patrolling of the modern day overseer or officer or police or pig. Either way, same cracker and same nigga we talking about. The constant policing. If it is not the policing, and we find that if you look at the prison industrial complex, you'll find that all of the industrial complexes work the same. We must have no compromise because it is the media who work along with the police. And again, if it's not the police, it's the FDA. If it ain't the police, it's CDC. If it ain't the fucking FBI, it's the NSA. All of them work together to operate a system that is based on a complex that has always existed. So we can no longer say that America has changed during COVID. Hell no. America ain't changed. America has escalated. That is it. The temperature has only risen. Ain't unchanged. Game still remains the same. The players are still involved. Our job now is to pick a goddamn team. Will you compromise and be on the team of the side of the white man? Or will you have no compromise and stand up for our freedom and liberation? And when we do, we find ourselves attacked and held against our will in the courts and prisons and jails and systems here in America. We must have no compromise in our war for our freedom and liberation. We say these things on this broadcast because we understand the importance of right knowledge at a time of mass confusion of the people. This confusion coming from the constant bombardment of propaganda from the sole assumed status quo, and that status quo is so-called white supremacy. The controlled media and the controlled press, we charge them in many ways of our putting on record what has now been understood. And if you have not heard what we're saying, now you know. You will find out. We want to hear from you. Press the number one. I mean, this is the people's broadcast. I mean, everything we're saying, you have experience. I mean, there is nothing that we are saying that is for to incite. Nothing we are saying is meant to do any of that. But what it is, the truth. Who cares about how somebody feels about it? And that is why they say the truth hurts the media, who works along in all of these industrial complexes. None of them have told the truth about this coronavirus. None of them have told the truth about the vaccine. None of them have broken down what the virus is in itself. This virus is that of the living dead. How can we say that? A virus is something that it is a material, could be bacteria, but it is wrapped up in proteins. And we talk about how protein is just a messenger, and it is then able to go into the body, attach itself to the host, and cause all sorts of diseases and biological and chemical processes in the body. This is the basic nature of the COVID-19. But the official story was agreed on by the CDC, was agreed on by the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We find both these entities agreed on the official story that the virus came from a meat market in Wuhan City in the Hubei province of China. Didn't happen that way. And we knew that it did not happen that way. We find that this virus has been created in the different institutions here in America in China. We've identified some in Canada. We've identified some in Germany, down to the actual Johnson & Johnson Corporation owning some of the baby fetus that is in the vaccine through a subsidiary company called Janssen. And we look at these different reports and this information that we've been saying, and we know that from the core understanding of what we're dealing with, we got to know what this is, this COVID-19. It is a retrovirus. That is the basic understanding, a type of virus that has a life cycle, and we'll talk about the actual cycle of the germ. This virus is different. It's all types of viruses. What is retrovirus, what makes it different, or what sets it apart from other viruses, as all of them have their own, what sets them apart, what makes them the same. It is a virus that attacks the RNA. You know, you have the DNA, the deoxyribonucleic acid, and that is your molecular content. It contains the genetic code of the African. And that is what is on trial. That is what is on trial. That is what is on the chopping block, hanging in the damn scientific nooses of the laboratories around the world. They are attacking the very genetic material of the African. We are at war, and it is biological terrorism. We don't care how it sounds. Again, we know it's the truth. This attack on the DNA, which is the double strand nucleic acid, the retrovirus attacks the single strand or one of the strands of the double strand. And it becomes involved in protein synthesis or metabolizing and the transmission of genetic info. Once it is able to attach itself, it makes entry. We're talking about how this germ attaches itself to the host. And that can happen through it coming in you. You touch it. It comes in your mouth, or you get around, your mouth might sneeze. You know what I'm saying? It attaches. We're talking about this germ, this retrovirus. We look specifically at the human immune deficiency virus of the HIV. It was created or made the same as the COVID, made the same as the Ebola. We're trying to tell you the truth. If you would just key in and listen in and we'll have a time of understanding, you will realize that what we're saying is the fact, it's the proof, it's the truth. Once this germ or this retrovirus, and in this case we're talking about the HIV, but you have to understand the very stern similarity of the two, of the COVID germ that has strands of HIV in it, that has strands of tuberculosis in it. How in the hell does that happen? Unless it happens in a laboratory, and if time permits, I'll show you another time that has happened when America did the same with Cuba. But it's nonetheless, we're talking about the replication process of the retrovirus. It attaches, the virus binds to what is known as a receptor. That receptor receives the virus on the surface of the host cell. In the case of HIV, this receptor is found on the surface of immune cells called CD4 T cells. Now that's very important because the same immune cells that are infected by HIV are also affected by COVID, the CD4 T cells, which are cells that deal with the cytokine process of the immune system. And all of that we will go deeper into as time permits, but we look at this and we say, we are not medical professionals. We are not doctors. We are scientists. And we just kicking the damn info. Do what you will with it. We inspire you to go there. This is only but a small fraction of what is out there. But if only a few of us are collecting info, then you should take it when it's given. Don't take it for granted. When this, again, these CD4 T cells the HIV replication or the HIV germ affects the CD4 T cells. The COVID-19 affects the CD4 T cells, and both of these are retroviruses. So after the virus attaches, it makes entry into what is called the envelope. The envelope surrounding the particle, the cell, it fuses with the membrane of the host cell. So now you have a situation. Now, if you're imagining it in your head, you have this germ now entering into the membrane of the mucous membrane of the actual cell, and that allows for the virus to get in there, right? Now, you have two processes. The next two processes are specific to retroviruses, and the processes may not be specific for another type of virus. Again, the retrovirus is a virus that attacks the single strand of the DNA double-stranded structure, right? So the next process or the next step in the replication process is called reverse transcription. It talks about how an enzyme is used that turns the RNA into DNA. So you see now that it was like a biological flank, right? It came in at a single strand, and once it got the one strand down, it moved itself on into the other strand. This makes it compatible with the host cell's genetic material. Those who are, we'll go to that at the end, but nonetheless, we see that it's a process that happens, how fast the process happens, what all the other details is. You're going to have to check and see, you know. But this is the basic of the process. The next process, again, that is specific to retrovirus and may not be specific to other viruses, you do the research, press number one, and let us know, right? Because some of y'all might know this better than us. You have then the next process, genome integration. So you know genome as what is could be called the unit, right? That the genetic material makes up the genome, right? All of the units of genetic material make up the genome. The newly synthesized virus cell or viral DNA, travels to the cell's control center, which we know as the nucleus, right? Here, another enzyme is released. An enzyme, a hormone, it's all the same. Something that is used to feed the process or turn the process in another way. An enzyme is released, and it is used to insert the viral DNA into the host cell's DNA. So at this point, now, this is when we see the actual, the matter of fact that a process starts to form where the replication. Now, this is the replication process. Once its DNA has been inserted to the host cell genome, the virus uses the host cell's machinery to produce new viral components such as viral RNA and viral proteins. And again, a protein is a messenger. And, you know, that's why a lot of this is if you understand radio communication, signaling processes, if you understand some forms of computers, computer coding, this is very similar to how you would run a program to get rid of a virus, and it's very similar to how you would run a program to create a virus. You gotta look at this, right? Now, the next step is assembly. The newly made viral components combines close to the cell surface and begins to form the new particles, and it will be COVID-19 in this case. Then you have the final process, the release, where the new particles push out from the surface of the host cell, forming a mature virus particle with the help of another enzyme that is being released, that third enzyme. And once outside the host cell, these new viral particles can go on to infect other cells. And this is the process that is happening in the body once somebody is infected by this man-made biological terrorist weapon of the COVID-19 germ warfare plot to kill black people. And we've even revealed on this show how the COVID-19 is very aggressive toward the melanin production process in the body, the melanin in the skin, the eumelanin in the organs and in the brain. These attacks are attacks against our immunity system. The immunity system is a very complex system. And again, we are not medical professionals. We understand through the dedication of our research, you have three types of immunity. You have innate immunity, adaptive immunity, and passive immunity. We know innate immunity because everybody is born with innate or natural immunity, a type of general protection, right? The skin is a great example. The skin is the first barrier to box germs and antigens and pathogens and bacteria from entering the body. So when a foreign substance comes at the immune system, it begins to infect the different systems of the body. That is why the immune system is very complex, because you may have your circulatory system may be compromised from the COVID-19. We've seen that some people's circulatory systems are compromised due to them taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot. All right. The circulatory, the blood from the heart via the heart, the veins, the circulatory system deals with oxygen to organs and cells carrying their waste away. It keeps the body temperature, you know? So again, if somebody has a fever, what causes a fever? It is an attack on the circulatory system. So then a message, some type of protein, some type of signaler, some type of messenger in the biological processes of how cells develop must be sent to that system to deal. But how does that message get there? It is through a process that we've identified called the cytokine, is a cytokine system that is working during when the body receives information that an attack is on the rise, and then your immune system kicks into gear. Some people have experienced issues dealing with certain systems of the body, and their immune systems are forced to respond. Some have found that because of the COVID, they may have had problems with their muscular system. It enables the body to move and do things. But the two main systems that we've seen constantly come up being disturbed by this COVID-19 and the COVID vaccine is a nervous system that collects and processes information from the senses and the nerves and the brain and tells the muscles to contract and cause physical action, and the respiratory system that brings air in and out of the lungs that absorbs oxygen and removes carbon dioxide, which is naturally occurring in the air all the time and keeps us from dying from carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, these germs that are attacking the immune system, how are they coming about? We told you that the white man breaks out in a plague every 100 years. Every 100 years, he breaks out in the plague of the Spanish flu in 1918. 100 years before that in 1889, in the flu epidemic, and 100 years before that in Russia, the plague of 1770. 100 years before that in the plague of somewhere in Italy, Marseille, they had a plague in 1720, and then another 100 years before that, the Great Plague of London in 1665. We told you about the wicked laboratories who are creating these germs and viruses that do the things that we just laid out to you biologically, that we said it does, that the science proves it does. You have a professor, Jacob Siegel, who worked in the laboratory of the Fort Detrick, Maryland, and his wife, who knew, in fact, that the AIDS, they say, was coming from the laboratory of Fort Detrick, home of America's chemical and biological warfare program. This cracker, Jacob Siegel, a Russian-born professor of biology at Humboldt University and then East Germany, stated that AIDS was a result of a U.S. germ warfare program, and the couple set about in trying to show the AIDS virus and HIV is almost identical in some regard to other viruses, one called Visha, and the other one is called HTLV-1, all of them designed and manufactured at the Fort Detrick Laboratory. We told you about the article that was produced in 2004 on the 4th of August of the Baltimore Sun, where Fort Detrick is in Maryland. And the Baltimore Sun produced an article that talks about how for years, in total secrecy, they have studied the art of bioterrorism, Fort Detrick and the American government, how they design deadly, silent, biological dart guns and all kind of wicked things to how they fixed light fixtures and tailpipes to lose an invisible spray of anthrax, how they practice germ attacks in airports on the New York subway, tracking air currents and calculating the potential death toll. But this wasn't no damn Al-Qaeda. This is America. It's Fort Detrick. It's Tulane University. It's Harvard. It's Anthony Fauci. It's Joe Biden. We caution you, family. Do not believe the lies that these crackers are telling. We even have them on record as they took the same wicked plot in 75. A Senate investigation revealed that the Special Operations Division at Fort Detrick supplied biological materials for several attacks, none of which were successful. But in 1968, the main contact of the CIA with the Special Operations Division carried a tube of toxic lace toothpaste into Africa in a plot to kill Congolese leader Patrice Lumumba. But when the cracker knew he couldn't do it, he pitched the poison into a river, and a congressional investigation later revealed. This is the shit that these folks do. We cannot trust them. We must have no compromise in our stance. Do not take this vaccine. We have told you about the interferon. We told you about what the interferon does and how you can order it from Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad's website, www.draaleem.com. We told you that the interferons are, again, messengers, proteins that are part of our body's natural defense system and draw their name from the word interfere because they interfere with the virus and process that I explained earlier. Specifically, we talk about interferon alpha-2b. Depending on their structure, they can do many things, but the ability to make cells resistant to viral infection are their processes. How does the interferon work? The basic nature is they work to stop a disease when they are released into the bloodstream of the circulatory system and stops then from binding to the cell receptors. And if you remember, binding to the cell receptor is the very first process. After binding, they are drowned inside the cell cytoplasm, or the inner part of the wall of the cell, where they cause a series of reactions that produce other proteins that fight off the disease. To answer the question, where would the message go to the circulatory system? How would the message get there? You would have to use the interferon. We talked about, in addition to altering the cell's ability to fight virus and infections, it also controls the activities of a number of specialized cells that, again, deals with stopping the replication process of viruses. Now, after the Cuban Revolution in 1959, as we talked about, we've seen the use of interferon go into play. Now, want to be exact, the Cuban Ministry of Public Health authorized the use of interferon during the dengue epidemic and the plague epidemic that broke out in Cuba in 1981. You can find the article on en.cubadebate.cu, and it talks about how a study confirms that the United States introduced dengue fever into Cuba in 1981. But before I read that and we go to our callers, I want to say that this dengue fever outbreak was, the interferon was used to cure the dengue fever outbreak. And Cuba has used interferon today to curb, all the way curb, its COVID-19 breakout, flat rate, no COVID deaths in Cuba. Also, this interferon is available in the hospitals of America under all kind of different names, Reptron, Heptron, all kind of different names, and it is available. You can order it from Dr. Arlene's website, www.drarlene.com. It is, the doctor is spread out the whole way. It is a low-dose version of interferon that is in the form of a dietary supplement called Paxamine. So you want to search for Paxamine. So I want to correct myself. You cannot get interferon, but you can get Paxamine from Dr. Arlene's website. You can get Paxamine from www.drarlene.com, which is a low-dose dietary supplement that has interferon in it and deals with these processes. So this article talks about how an epidemic of dengue fever, which is a blood fever similar to Ebola, occurred in Cuba in 1981, which was caused a great number of deaths, and sick were deliberately introduced by the U.S. Now, an investigation that reflected Cuban magazine Bohemia Monday, its main author, a Dr. Salensis Rosemary Rodriguez, researcher at the Pedro Cori Tropical Medicine Institute, was awarded the Grand Award in the annual public health contest in 2015 for this interferon. So what ends up happening was that soon after that, Cuban researchers were able to amplify and sequence the full genome or the genetic information of the original strain obtained in different moments of the epidemic in 1981. Using bioinformatics tools, this allowed them to define with high certainty that the genetic relatedness of the 81 Cuban strain with the Papua New Guinea Cuban strain were different, because after analyzing the sequence at different moments of the epidemic, they noticed that all of the samples were similar in New Guinea in 1944. Then they became different when it was in Cuba. So how does this virus go through this process? What they end up deciding was, again, that the virus, you know, the dengue fever that Cuba was dealing with was the same damn dengue fever, was a man-made biological weapon. A man-made biological weapon. That was the decision that was made by the Cuban government. You see, so America, its wicked germ warfare, it is not new. These are processes that still continue today. And when we compromise, we want sweet talk and warm. It's okay. We can work it out, right? There is no religious teaching. We are a very spiritual people, but we got to be clear. We are dealing with a biological weapon. So our information has to be based on that. We have to fight this goddamn cracker with the information. And I mean, we can't be soft. We mean that we cannot compromise. We got to say it like it is, because it is known across this earth as America right now is trying to backdoor its way out of being guilty of medical apartheid as well as medical murder and biological terrorism. So this is nothing to take lightly, family. It is very true what we're saying. This is a man-made weapon that is being used to attack black people. I mean, we're only talking about our people. This must be something that, in our mind, right, must be something that we take very seriously. We have to take this very seriously, guys. So we say all of those that are listening on the line here tonight, we want you to press the number one. We want to hear what you think. We have Texas number calling 409 here live on New Black Panther Party Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your question or comment? 409, you live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Can you hear us?
Black Power, Black Power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. That's Brother Johnny our National Minister of Economics, Black Power, brother. How you doing, brother?
Black Power family, Black Power family, all over. Thank you all for listening to the show and call in with your questions and concerns. I definitely was listening to this brother break down this science that this devil has pushed onto the people, onto the masses. And now they come with a backdoor, I want to add on to, piggyback on to what you're talking, turkey back on to it. the Biden meets with executives to push vaccine mandates, according to the New York Times article, came out about 2 days ago. These major corporations that they're going to meet with, Walt Disney, Microsoft, a lot of other big corporations, anything that has over 100 plus employees is considered one of these major corporations. If our people have to use a job, to do anything for anybody, to be able to fend for yourself and for your family, you have just not been put in a compromised position. And the major thesis of what we're talking about here tonight is not compromising in the war for our freedom and independence. If you have it on your heart and your mind that you're not taking this vaccine, this white man made sure that you ain't finna get no money, and I'm going to cut you off, economically castrate you to where there's nothing else that you can do for yourself, which will put more folks into this already perpetual poverty that's being displaced into the masses. Now, not only are you already dealing with the storm of this biological and chemical warfare that's been targeted at you through your food and through this COVID-19 and Delta variant that's keeping your family members already home, sick, unable to work, unable to do for self, unable to do for family. This puts us in a position right now to where we can actually make change. It's revolutionary in everything that you do. But to not compromise has to be one of the most revolutionary things that you can do. It's a lot of hospital workers that's out there tonight that may be listening. It's a lot of folks that's working and doing contracts, and may have some of these contracts may come from government, and your construction company or something may be involved in. You can't even work or provide for yourself or your family unless you go get shot up by old Joe. They're pushing the hell out this vaccine, y'all. They have articles online. I'll share this with you. It's propaganda. It's online. That's being pushed onto the people, that people are dying in the masses who have been vaccinated. And the reason that they are dying is because they are around those who have not been vaccinated. Now, I want you to help me make sense of this tonight. If they tell you that you need to go poke this biological chemical inside of your body, and this will have you less susceptible to catching this disease, it'll save your life compared to those who would not, then they change the story and say that the people are dying because they have the vaccine, and now they're around those who don't want the vaccine. If I don't know what kind of hypocrisy is that. But that goes to show you with these major corporations, at some point it will be mandates, which they're already flying through, unconstitutional as they may be. But this devil going to make sure that he jab you up, and he going to make sure that you got that stuff in your arm if you want to continue to work and pay for your pay and take care of your family. Now, you see, you're still dying with the vaccine. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's about money, people. It's all about money. To create a distraction, to blow a smoke field, and to be able to have folks running in ways in which they would never know. And then at that point, you can pick them apart in whatever ways that you would like to. It's been massive amounts, as they say, according to media propaganda, that has been more gun violence and more gun deaths in America this year compared to per capita years before, the gun violence. Now we're finna push more folks back home because they're not going to compromise. They're going to be home and it ain't going to be time to eat. There's a lot of folks that's not eating now, and they're already knocking on doors. You need to make sure that you yourself and your family is protected. And if you decide to be a real revolutionary in your heart as an African man or woman and not go and get no vaccine and decide to figure out more ways, because you live in a marketplace right now, a technological revolution that's happening with finances, currencies, and different ways that you can be able to make money online and be able to make money and do for yourself. It's going to take a creative spirit. If you don't have that in you, you're going to have to awaken it, because you can't be asleep too much longer. They're not allowing you to stay at the workplace if you don't go get jabbed up. People, don't put yourself in a position to where you're hurt, but don't put yourself in a position where you have to compromise either. Because I know if it came down between a dollar and a shot, I ain't getting no shot. And I ain't finna get your dollar. I'll go make my own. Because if we understand that this fiat dollar ain't worth a damn thing anyway, and you'll continue to pour most of your time, you get ready to risk your life for a paper fiat that means nothing and has a depreciating value that's continuing to get globally slammed. So they're telling you that you're working for shit, and you're going to continue to do those works for those people in the benefit of yourself. You feel like you benefit because you got a roof over your head. Don't let these jobs, don't let these titles, don't let none of this stuff make you feel more bigger than what you are. You are larger than that when you don't subscribe to that. They will take your jobs. After a while, it's going to be fully automated. So those of you who do decide to go get vaccinated to keep your job, I wouldn't get too happy as well. Because at some point, AI will be fully implemented, because AI won't catch COVID. Whatever bugs it catch, they'll have computer programmers that'll be able to take care of that. They have computer programs that's able to take care of that, to where they don't even need computer programmers. So don't get so caught up in the hype. Always be ready to learn and retool and be retaught every day. Every day. Whatever you learned yesterday is old news. It's all about what's going to happen in the future, and you can only make that by doing the works of today and having the mindset on what's going to happen in the future. Everyone's not going to have a prophet's mind, but you have to keep prophet in your mind so that way that you don't have to go enslave yourself over or give away a part of yourself and become a full cyborg by getting this chemical, a biological chemical weapon installed inside of your DNA. This thing changes you, people. And you go to do this for dollars, and then they through with you in 4 years, if it lasts that long. We watch this game, and all I'm coming as a word of warning to be ready yourself. And at the same sense, don't ever think about compromising. Because that's not of a warrior spirit. You have so many great things that you can do and you will do once you believe in you, black man, and you, black woman. Once we start to work and think and operate as a community, we shouldn't be so spread apart all throughout this globe. We have stronger power economically, militarily, all over this planet when we unite. When we work together and be proud black men and black women all over the diaspora. I come to you in peace and love, but as a warning, let's make sure we stay on our shit and keep our stuff together. And don't you ever compromise for no damn dollar. Black power.
Black power, brother Johnny Arante, our national minister of economics, and just kicking the truth like it should be. Everything you were saying was spot on, you know, reports in the Carolinas, of, you know, military knocking on folks' doors, offering shots already, you know, videos of folks taking the shot while inside the store, you know, just walking and giving folks shots, military. You know, these things are already taking place. So, you know, as Brother Johnny is saying, as I've been saying, we're talking about no compromising on a everyday level. You know, you're just out and about, and these things may occur. And it may seem farce to some of us now, but for those of us who really know and in the know, these are not things that are new to America, nor does it mean America has changed. It's only an escalation of a continued warfare. You know, so every time you listen to this broadcast, it's our duty to give you this information. You know, and as the brother says, you know, we look at all of the different advancements that are happening, things that we can be involved in. We'd be foolish, you know, not to use those tools and make them adaptable to our benefit. You know, those that continue to listen to this broadcast, you were alluding to, brother, you were alluding to, you know, the natural healing processes that we need to gain a hold of. You know, the genetically modified foods that cause our bodies to have these, you know, chemical reactions in our immune responses. So we have to talk about echinacea, burdock root, elderberry. We have to talk about zinc. We have to talk about, you know, natural holistic herbs and remedies that go to our original existence. If we're original, then of course we have to have organic. If we are the whole of what is being parted off into what is called the different races of the world, then of course we have to be holistic in our approach to our health and our survival. You see, so it's not so far off when you understand it that way. It is only when you compromise into the belief system that, you know, these chemical processes they use to make these different medications are going to save you. And like our Minister of Economics was saying, it's cash profit. You know, they plan a game of a war, but the payment is in blood. But the representation of blood is that fiat dollar. The representation of blood is the lobbying for vaccine mandates and the lobby for higher prison sentences, the lobby for unfair tax reforms that struggle economically, exploit black people and cause us to continue to go through social degradation. You know, these different tactics and strategies can be very easily reversed. So as our brother said, unity and also at the same time having a no compromising position. These are the keys and strategies and the ways of the warrior that we are sharing on our platform here on New Black Panther Party Radio. You can participate in our live discussion right now by pressing the number one. We will put you live in the queue here on New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. You're live here with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Khatib Sadiq, and you just heard strong commentary from our National Minister of Economics, Brother Johnny Arati. Here on day 563, our topic, no compromise in the war for our freedom and independence. We've been telling you for hours now that that was going to be our topic. And now that we are live in our topic, we continue on with that same energy. We're going to continue on with that same energy. We want to say to our people, you know, the participation of building a black nation is something that we can attain. It's something that we can do. Everybody can do something. If it's pulling out the information that we're giving on this broadcast, putting out the flyers, the fact that we are broadcasting, sharing now, and getting some to call in or some to listen online, you can call in here every night, 718-664-6398. You can share this link every night, the broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/ The New Black Panther Party. That is how you can post the link to this broadcast, as well as you can participate by joining. Yes, yes, brother and sister, join the New Black Panther Party. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can donate monetarily to the disaster relief efforts of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And the storms that come by the way of Mother Nature, but also the storms that come with the manipulation of the weather during a time of critical
destruction for our people. You know, so again, you can support the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our people in these areas that are affected, and we move out to bring relief and our emergency response team by visiting the Black Cross website, mbppblackcross.com. Donate to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Black Cross. You can send a donation directly through Cash App, Black Power Dollar, $BlackPowerDollar. If you go to mbppblackcross.com, you can use a QR code that'll take you to your Cash App, or you can even donate through PayPal. There is a channel for you to participate. Either way it goes. We thank all those who listen to our broadcast every night. Every night. So we'll continue on with our No Compromising broadcast here tonight, family. Check it out.
A man to be paid back. Got to get back. I need some get back.
During Reconstruction, we held every major position you can imagine.
That's right.
From the 41st Congress to the 56th Congress, we were involved in every one of the congressional systems or the congressional process from that 41st to the 56th.
Yeah.
We were mayors. We were judges.
Right.
We were sheriffs.
Right.
We were senators. We were congressmen. And even B.K. Bruce of the Treasury Department, a black man, had his signature on all paper money in the United States of America. So it made no difference that a redneck camel breath, snuff dipping, tobacco chewing, straw chewing, beer belly, overall wearing, pecker wood, hated niggas, every cracker in order to buy anything had to spend money with a black man's signature during Reconstruction on the paper money. But when white folks got tired of niggas being in political positions of authority over them, they lined up armed white men at the door of Congress. Bishop Henry McNeil Turner of the AME Church,
right,
armed guards, stood at the door of Congress and would not permit Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, a black elected public official and a congressman, to enter the halls of Congress. They stood at the door of the mayor's office. They lined armed guards up at the sheriff's office, a black sheriff elected to be the sheriff of the town. But crackers stood at the door with their guns and said, no more nigger sheriffs in this town. And brought another big beer bellied peckerwood with overalls on, who was the new sheriff, Big Bubba. And they said, nigger, Big Bubba's the sheriff here in town now. No more nigger sheriff. And if you don't get away from here, we're going to arrest you. Judges were unseated.
That's right.
Senators were unseated. And Knight Riders, Ku Klux Klan, and disgruntled, angry, egotistical white men decided that it was a period that had to be stopped, that blacks were infringing on the rights of white people. Does it sound familiar? They're talking about the angry white male today. And under charges of exaggerated corruption, in politics, the poor black man was swept from political positions. It looked like a period of political prosperity. But when the white man got tired of black people being in these political positions, he drove us from these political positions. But you're running all over the place, ready to vote. Some of you with your dreadlocks, you're ready to vote. Some of you with an African name as long as North Avenue, you're ready to vote. Trying to decide which cracker you're going to vote for. And it's not even the popular vote that determines who the president is going to be.
Right.
It's the Electoral College vote that determines who the president is going to be. And you're going to go behind a glorified shower curtain pulling a lever trying to decide which one of these peckerwoods you're going to vote for. It's impossible to defend black law and not break white law. impossible to defend white law and not break black law. The two are diametrically opposed, 180 degrees different from each other. You cannot seek freedom and independence for black people and talk integration talk with white folks. You cannot talk out of both sides of your mouth. It's impossible to do that. You cannot say we must get away from the color game and the skin game when you are black and your color and your melanin is what marks you and hooks you with the universe and links you with the spiritual, divine, universal, and cosmological order of things. You cannot say we must get away from that and say that you are defending divine law and defending black law.
Right.
We, brothers and sisters, must understand the very nature in which God has created us. We are righteous by nature. We are other than righteous by circumstance. It is 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general under the white man that has put us in this condition. 400 years in specific and 6,000 years in general that causes us to break black law today. You can't say you're defending black law when you will eat anything, put anything in your body, eat whatever you saw the peckerwood eat. Ham hocks might be good for the white man. Pork chops and pig feet might be good for the white man. A whole lot of meat might be good for the white man, but it's not good for your delicate system. You cannot defend white law and not offend and break black law at the same time. Remember, your law is not what is written on paper, but it is the very nature in which God has created you. And I'm happy that they asked me to say a word, at least, on black law. Let's go further with the subject that was given to me here tonight, dealing with revolution and dealing with war coming in America, and what the topic theme is to reflect and focus on: guidelines for war. Make no mistake about it, brothers and sisters, war is coming in this country.
Yes, sir.
War is coming in this country on an escalated level. We're already in a war. We may not be at war, but we're definitely in a war. And the white man is waging warfare against us in every field, in every discipline, on every plane.
Yes,
it makes no difference if you're a basketball nigga. The white man is waging war against basketball niggas. A football one, a baseball one, an actor on the big movie screen or the small television screen, it makes no difference. The white man is waging war.
Yes,
if you work as a janitor or a maintenance engineer on the job, the white man is waging war. He's cutting the food stamps. He's waging war. He's cutting affirmative action. He's waging war. Section 8 entitlement. He's waging war. The attack on the black student who cannot finance an education. The white man is waging war. He is working to maintain white supremacy. And all over America, they are now beginning to kill us at an alarming rate. Shoot us 25 times, shoot us 10 times, shoot us 8 times. Apply the chokehold, and then when the cop, after witnesses have seen it all over the community, when the cop goes before the courts of the criminal justice system of white America, they let him go scot-free. The white man is waging war. Mark Furman says the policeman, meaning the white policeman, is God on the streets with his gun and with his badge. He is judge, jury, and executioner right on the spot. But the question is, what is the black man doing? What is the black woman doing? What are we doing to defend black law? To defend our survival here on this planet? You can read everything you want to read, and we must read. You can study everything you want to study, and we must study. You can build and develop everything that you want to build and develop. But unless you have an army to defend what you're building and developing, an enemy or a savage beast will take what you build. You must have a way to protect it. And so we must build a black liberation army.
Here we are. Here we are. Yeah. This one right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages in the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flooded, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is grown, if the shape changed again, everybody would have stopped love. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Galas teaching universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made
made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn.